All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, of course, we had three games slated yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. I went 1-2, and I am looking to improve off of those numbers for the remainder of the game Sunday. And, of course, the Monday night battle. So without further ado, here are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. Now, the 3-8 Washington Redskins will be on the road to take on the 7-4 Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Colts come into this game favored by 10 points over the Redskins. And right now, it's the Washington Redskins. So there has to be some type of dysfunction. Robert Griffin III has been benched by head coach Jay Gruden in favor of Colt McCoy. Now, coming into this season, a lot of people were looking into this as a big matchup as the top two picks of the 2012 NFL draft squaring off. Of course, Andrew Luck at quarterback for Indianapolis and RG3 at quarterback for the Redskins. But right now, it is Colt McCoy's job in the nation's capital. Once again, the Redskins will have to rely on their running game and their defense to look to put some pressure on Andrew Luck. Now, this Redskins defense, led by defensive coordinator Jim Haslett, will pop in the tape and they will see a Jacksonville Jaguars team last week to put a ton of pressure on Andrew Luck, and they forced him into four fumbles and two of them were recovered by Jacksonville. But the bottom line is the Redskins still must find a way to score some points. And running the football with Alfred Morris will keep this Indianapolis defense honest. This is going to be a very interesting game, but I see Indianapolis pulling away in the second half by the score of 30-17. Now, the 2-9 Tennessee Titans travel to Houston to take on the 5-6 Texans. Houston comes into this game favored by a touchdown over their rivals in the AFC South. Now, Ryan Mallett was the starting quarterback for the past two games for the Texans, but an injury will sideline him for the remainder of 2014. Thus, Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is going back with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the same guy that he benched a few weeks ago for his inept play. Now, hopefully the one thing that Fitzpatrick has learned, just simply give the football to a healthy Arian Foster at running back and get out of his way. This Texans defense, led by J.J. Watt, will look to put a ton of pressure on Titans rookie quarterback Zach Mettenberger. At this point of the season, Ken Whisenhunt is just simply trying to find out who is going to be on this team for him for 2015, and he is going to be evaluating all players while the Texans are still hopeful that they can hang around in the playoff race. I see the running game of the Texans and their defense being the difference in this one as Houston wins in a tight one, 19-17. Now, a huge one in the AFC playoff picture has the 7-4 Cleveland Browns traveling to take on the 6-5 Buffalo Bills. Now, of course, the Browns are a part of that logjam in the NFC North. And the cardiac Browns simply just continue to go on and find ways to win, led by quarterback Brian Hoyer. Now, it is a shot in the arm for this Browns offense now that Josh Gordon is back at wide receiver, and this offense can simply take flight. Now, for the Bills, of course, we know about the huge snowstorm that flocked over Western New York recently. The Bills' game with the Jets last Sunday was moved from Orchard Park to a Ford Field at Detroit, Michigan on Monday night, and the Bills were able to go out there and take care of business. Now they will be back home, and I'm sure the fans at Ralph Wilson Stadium will be happy to see their team. The Bills will need the same type of intensity that we saw from them on Monday night, as they were crisp and they were precise, and they didn't look like a team that had not been able to practice all week, but the Buffalo Bills simply went out there and took care of the job. You have two teams that, for the most part, are splitting images of each other, and this is going to be a tight affair from the opening kickoff until the final gun, and I'm taking Buffalo at home by the score of 24-23. Now, another big one in the AFC playoff picture has the 7-4 San Diego Chargers traveling to take on the 7-4 Baltimore Ravens. Now, Baltimore comes into this game favored by 6.5 points over San Diego. And you look at this Ravens defense and how they have been able to ratchet it up a level over these past 4 or 5 weeks with their play. Aside from the Ravens defense, you look at running back Justin Forsett, who has really been able to give some balance to this Ravens offense and take some of the pressure off of Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. Now for San Diego, simply they are still relying on their man at quarterback and Phillip Rivers to do too much. And if San Diego gets in third and long too often against this Ravens defense, I see this unit led by outside linebacker Terrell Suggs putting pressure on Rivers and eventually forcing a turnover or two. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore at home in this one by the score of 27-19. Now, a pair of teams that are looking ahead to 2015 and the 3-8 New York Giants, who will travel to take on the 1-10 Jacksonville Jaguars. Many moons ago, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin was the first head coach in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise, and he guided them to a pair of AFC championship games, one in 1996 and one in 1998. But for the present day Giants, they are happy with what they are getting out of rookie wide receiver Odell Beckham, and the play of Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, has been up and down, and a lot of that has been due to the fact of the Giants' inability to run the football as well as their porous play on the offensive line. Now, Jacksonville may be 1-10, but the Giants are in no situation where they can take any team for granted. And led by running back Rashad Jennings, they have to find a way to go out there and establish some semblance of a running attack. The same thing can be said for this Giants defensive line because they have not been able to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks, which allows them to sit back there in a clean pocket and look downfield and do whatever they want to do. Now, the Giants will be facing a rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles, who has been turnover prone this season. So it's important for the Giants to cut off the Jacksonville Jaguars running attack led by Denard Robinson and make Bortles one-dimensional. I see both of these quarterbacks turning the football over in this game, but it's going to come down to the team that really capitalizes on those turnovers. And the Giants have lost 6 games in a row, and they're desperate for a victory. It's not going to be pretty, but New York gets the win, 23-16. Now, the 7-3-1 Cincinnati Bengals will travel to take on the 2-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bengals are favored by 4 points in this game, but Tampa, in spite of their record, has a ton to play for due to the fact that they are only two games out of first place in the porous NFC South. Now, you look at the Bengals. They're 7-3-1, and they have the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, and Cleveland Browns all nipping at their heels in that AFC North. The good Andy Dalton has showed up in the past few weeks for Cincinnati, and it has allowed them to get back on track. But Andy Dalton still has to realize he does not have to do it by himself. Give the football to rookie running back Jeremy Hill and get out of his way. A.J. Green is back at wide receiver for Cincinnati, and week by week, he simply looked healthier and healthier. This Bengals defense, led by head coach Marvin Lewis, will look to go out there and force some turnovers against Buccaneers quarterback Josh McCown, the same way that the Bears defense did it to McCown last week. This Buccaneers team, led by head coach Lovie Smith, will make life tough for the Cincinnati Bengals. But right now, Cincinnati is just a better team, and I'm taking the Bengals on the road in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, in a battle of a pair of teams that used to call the great city of Los Angeles home, the 1-10 Oakland Raiders will travel to take on the 4-7 St. Louis Rams. St. Louis comes into this game favored by a touchdown over Oakland, while the Raiders come in flying high after getting their first victory of the season in week number 12 over the Kansas City Chiefs. And in the process, they were able to end a 16-game losing streak. Now, you have a rookie quarterback in Derek Carr for the Raiders who simply gets better and better each week, and he finally has to feel happy being that he got his first victory of his National Football League career. But on the flip side, You look at a Rams defense that is hungry, they're physical, and when they play at home, they love to pin their ears back and come after a quarterback. So it's going to be imperative for Derek Carr to really take care of the football and take ownership of it and not force turnovers. Now, for the Rams, they've gone to quarterback Sean Hill, and his offense has looked better. This Raiders defense will have their hands full with rookie running back Trey Mason for the Rams, along with wide receiver Tavon Austin. The Rams are a much better team than the Raiders, in spite of the fact that the Rams are only 4-7, and I'm going to take St. Louis at home in this one by the score of 24-13. Now, the 4-7 New Orleans Saints will be in the Steel City to take on the 7-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Both of these teams have plenty to play for as they are in their respective division races, and New Orleans is looking to put a lengthy losing streak behind them and get back on track heading into the month of December. It's simple for the Saints. They have to find some balance on offense, and they have to find a way to protect the football. Drew Brees has been forcing the football a little bit too much for comfort this season, while this New Orleans defense, led by defensive coordinator Rob Ryan, is unable to stop anybody. You look at the big numbers that this Pittsburgh Steelers offense has been able to put up this season, and I can see offensive coordinator Todd Haley, along with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, having a game plan in place in order to exploit this Saints defense. Aside from Roethlisberger, I should expect a big day from Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell on the ground in this one. The weather's going to be cold, and this is the time of the year for some physical football out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So for all of you fantasy football buffs out there, if you have Le'Veon Bell on your team, start him in this one because he should be able to do some numbers. And I'm going to take Steelers at home by the score of 30-20. Now, the 3-7-1 Carolina Panthers, who are coming off of a bye, will be in Minnesota to take on the 4-7 Vikings. Minnesota is favored by 2.5 points in this one over Carolina. And the Panthers, plain and simple, like I've been saying all season long, they are simply relying on quarterback Cam Newton to do too much this year. Carolina has been unable to run the football offensively, and defensively, they have had a very hard time stopping teams. Now, it's going to be important for Carolina to get off to a fast start and put the pressure on Vikings rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater in this one. But I don't see the bye week helping Carolina that much, as I see them going on the road and losing this one to the Vikings 26-20. Now, the Arizona Cardinals, with a record of 9-2, will be at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta to take on the 4-7 Atlanta Falcons, who are in first place in the NFC South. Arizona comes into this game favored by 2 points. They're also looking to put last week's loss on the road to the Seattle Seahawks behind them and get back on track. This Cardinals offense has really been stagnant in the last game and a half under quarterback Drew Stanton. And you look at the running game led by Andre Ellington, it will be important in this one for Arizona. Now you look at the wide receivers for Atlanta, and I'm talking about Roddy White and Julio Jones. They will go up against a very good Cardinal secondary led by Patrick Peterson and Antonio Cromartie. So I'm going to be interested to see who's going to win that matchup between both of these clubs. It's going to come down to turnovers, and I think Arizona has the better team as they win a tight one, 23-20. Now, the big one that everybody is talking about will take place at Lambeau Field, as the 8-3 Green Bay Packers, who are leading the NFC North, will welcome the 9-2 New England Patriots, who are leading the AFC East. And a lot of people are coining this one as a potential Super Bowl preview. You look at two of the better quarterbacks in the game, of course, Tom Brady for New England and Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay. Both of these guys tend to play flawless games, but it's not just what the quarterbacks can do in this game, it's the teams around them. You look at running back Eddie Lacy, and he is a physical runner who the Patriots front seven will have their hands full with. But on the flip side for New England, you look at Rob Gronkowski at tight end and how he has really emerged. And this is a guy that will keep the Packers linebackers as well as their secondary busy. On top of Gronkowski, You look at the fact that the Patriots got running back LeGarrette Blount back for the stretch run, and this is a physical runner. And like Lacy, he is built to be good in the cold weather. It's going to come down to which team blinks first in this one. This is going to be a good old-fashioned knockdown, drag-out affair. But I look for New England to extend their winning streak, and I'm taking the Pats on the road by the score of 37-31. Now, on Sunday night, the 8-3 Denver Broncos will be on the road at Arrowhead Stadium to take on the 7-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs had the surprise hiccup last week when they lost on the road to the previously winless Oakland Raiders, and they need to get back on track. This team will look to have a rallying cry for their safety, Eric Berry, and your heart goes out to him, and hopefully this guy can get healthy and eventually resume his pro football career. But the Chiefs have to get better play out of quarterback Alex Smith along with their wide receivers. To this point of the season, no Chiefs wide receiver has a receiving touchdown, and that is bad for business. Now, speaking of receiving touchdowns, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning can sling it around to a ton of receivers, led by wide receiver Demaryius Thomas, and he will look to put some pressure on this Chiefs secondary. But the thing is, as the weather gets colder, it will be more important for Denver to run the football and take some pressure off of their quarterback Peyton Manning. But as Peyton Manning goes, it seems like he just simply rallies his team around him offensively and defensively. Kansas City will play a spirited game, but they simply don't have the horses to keep up with the Broncos. No pun intended. I take Denver in this game by the score of 38-20, and they will inch that much closer to another AFC West championship. And finally, on Monday night, the 2-9 New York Jets will welcome the 6-5 Miami Dolphins to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, the Jets were embarrassed this past Monday night at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. And in the words of former NBA player Michael Ray Richardson, the ship be sinking for the Jets. It's that plain and simple. Offensively, defensively, and on special teams, this team really cannot do anything. And the Dolphins defense will be licking their chops knowing that Geno Smith is going to be back under center for the Jets in this one. For Miami, it's simple. They cannot afford to overlook the New York Jets. If the Dolphins want to be a playoff team, and they are favored by a touchdown on the road in this one, but if they want to be considered a playoff team for 2014, and they want to hang around in that race, they have to go out there early, led by quarterback Ryan Tannehill, with a sense of urgency to go out there, take care of business, put the Jets out of their misery, and get ready to focus on the stretch run of December. I think the Dolphins will do that, and I'm taking Miami on the road in this one by the score of 27-17. Those are my picks, folks, for week number 13 in the National Football League, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 13 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.